In my 7 years working in this building, that hasn't changed. I've been sexually harassed in the Parliament on multiple occasions as well. It was in my very first year as a staffer when I was just 26 years old, and I'd taken on a job that I thought was going to be my dream job, and I was going to be, you know, doing great things for animals and advocating for animals. And I'll never forget in those early months when someone came into my office for a discussion, and I bent over to get something from the fridge, and he remarked to me in my Member of Parliament's office, "If you do that again, I won't be responsible for what happens next." And this is just one of many litany of examples that have occurred while working here in this building. I actually reported sexual harassment in this building when I was a Member of Parliament. And like most things in this place, nothing is ever a secret for long. And the immediate questions were, what did she expect? Look how she dresses. Look at the tattoos. Look at her past. You can't sexually harass the stripper. And I heard the whispers when I walked past in the hallway, and I've heard all of the rumours, and I know the slut-shaming far too well. And members of this place are not beyond it, and we need to reflect on that today as well as we move forward and do this important piece of legislation.